Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'll try not to duplicate too much of what Senator Hutchison said about Judge Elrod, but I take a special interest, as you noted, in judicial nominations, considering it a very important part of our responsibilities, but also because I was a member of the Texas State Judiciary for 13 years before I became a recovering judge and moved on into other work as Attorney General of our state and then to the United States Senate. It's perhaps evidence of my advancing years and Judge Elrod's relative youth that I did not know her until she was selected by the White House for this job, but I have to tell you I've been overwhelmingly impressed by her qualifications for this job. Senator Hutchison noted that this is a judicial emergency on the Fifth Circuit, one of our busiest circuit courts in the nation, and we have, of course, two vacancies. There's been just recently the second nominee has been sent over by the White House, so it's my hope that both of these nominees will be given prompt consideration, and that's why I'm especially grateful to you and to Chairman Leahy for having this prompt hearing on this seat. As Senator Hutchison noted that Judge Elrod graduated from Harvard Law School, it's interesting, though, that just sort of a footnote, while she began her legal education at Harvard Law School, she participated in what was known as the James Barr Ames Moot Court Appellate Advocacy Competition. Though her team lost in the final round by a vote of 2-1, it did win the vote of one of the panelists, a certain judge from the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit by the name of Patrick Higginbotham. It's perhaps ironic that Judge Elrod now stands before the Senate Judiciary Committee, nominated by the President to fill the vacancy created by Judge Higginbotham's transition to senior status. Of course, after Judge Elrod served as a law clerk to Judge Sim Lake, a well-respected district judge in the Southern District of Texas, she, of course, served in private practice and then was appointed by the governor of Texas in 2002 to her current seat in Harris County. As you probably know, in Texas, we have a long heritage of elections for judges. It's an artifact, perhaps, of our history, but she has been reelected twice to that position and has presided over more than 200 trials, gaining a reputation as a fair, hardworking, and thoughtful judge recognized for her low reversal rate. Senator Hutchison has noted her community service, which is highly significant considering the fact that she's married and has two young children, balancing her career as a lawyer and a judge with her desire to further serve the community, particularly as chairwoman of the Gulf Coast Legal Foundation, now known as Lone Star Legal Aid, which serves more than 1 million low-income persons, making it the fourth largest legal aid program in the nation. She was first general counsel to communities and schools in the Houston area and co-chair of the Houston Volunteer Association's Legal Hotline, for which she has received an award for her outstanding pro bono work. She's taught at the University of Houston Law Center as an adjunct professor. And I think one of the basic questions we all want to know about judicial nominees is what's their judicial temperament like? And of course, Judge Elrod has a demonstrated record of excellent judicial temperament. She understands the difference between being a judge and being an advocate. And it's this fairness and respect for all is why Judge Elrod's nomination is supported across the Houston legal community. She has the personal endorsement of past and current presidents of the Houston Bar Association, the Hispanic Bar Association, and the Mexican American Bar Association, and those are just a sample. So, Mr. Chairman, I could go on and on, but I won't. So we can get on with the witnesses, let me just say thank you for allowing me to join Senator Hutchison in commending this outstanding lawyer, judge, and Texan to you, and we hope the committee will act promptly on this nomination.